Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope you're doing well wherever you are. Less than 24 hours since the news broke that Aaron Rodgers is not only not going to play, but is unvaccinated and apparently tried to mislead the entire world on that fact. So, Jordan Love will get his first start Sunday in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Exciting peek into the future, perhaps, or maybe a look at a young quarterback thrust into the spotlight a little too early. We'll see how it plays out. Regardless, lots left to play out on the Aaron Rodgers front. Obviously, I'm sure lots of people have lots of thoughts. I talked about it pretty extensively last night on Packer Transplants, which, if you missed it, please check out Packer Transplants live each and every week, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Corey and I, yeah, like I said, we talked about it pretty extensively last night, but I know it's still going to be a topic, so I'll obviously still talk about it, but hopefully we can look forward to this game against the Chiefs. I will say one thing right here at the top. As I said last night, try to, you know, not dive in with condemnations, what have you, right away as news hits, because a lot of times things can play out. I would certainly like to hear from 12 himself. I don't think we're going to do that anytime soon. Probably the Pat McAfee show next week will be our first opportunity. Maybe before then, I doubt it. But the one thing that is bugging me on the Aaron Rodgers side of things is the Halloween party. The fact that he is unvaccinated means that he is supposed to be adhering to a pretty lengthy list of rules, including stuff he's allowed to do away from the facility. And that certainly goes against that list. So, to put the team in jeopardy because of his behavior, especially right after talking about the need to be accountable and carry the G, so to speak, away from the facility, that irks me. That irks me greatly. And on the flip side, the Packers end of things, and as I said on Zabe a little while ago, you know, there's definite kind of anger and disappointment here on both ends, both from Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, because with the Packers, I have little doubt they will try and walk a line here, a very fine one, but it is pretty obvious they helped Aaron Rodgers in his desire to appear to be vaccinated. I'm sure there will be pushback on that idea, but man, it is not a great look for everybody involved, and it's somewhat embarrassing as a fan of the Green Bay Packers today. And that's where I'll put that for now. I'm sure you guys will have thoughts, including Bryson with the super chat. Thanks, buddy. Remember how fun sports were before social media? No, I've forgotten that bygone age. I will say, I thought about this yesterday. I do kind of miss going to a sports bar and just being completely engrossed in the game. That's what used to happen when I was in North Carolina, where I met Corey. There was a sports bar on the other end of town. I think it was attached to a hotel. And I would go there, and it was awesome. It was just, you know, tons of like little individual tribes, each for their favorite team, what have you. And man, you would just yell and cheer and talk shit. And it was so much fun. And nobody was like this. Like there was none of that because, you know, we didn't have smartphones back then because I'm old. But yeah, I do kind of miss that just being completely engrossed in the game. I feel you, man. I feel you, Bryson. David, thanks for the super chat. This Sunday, we get a peek into 2022 and beyond. Well, I mean, a little bit, right? Hopefully. But don't try and project too much on the young man. You know, it's his first start, thrust into it at a, at least he gets the week of practice, so that's good. But yeah, I mean, you just want to see some promise, no doubt about it. There are going to be mistakes. He's going to look like a young quarterback. There is zero question about it, but you just want to see a little promise. That'll be good for me. What else we got here? Dylan, thank you for the super chat. When the aliens show up and say, take me to your leader, I'm taking them straight to Matt LaFleur. I mean, this poor guy, it was his fucking birthday yesterday. And he's having to deal with this bullshit. I mean, happy birthday, coach. Here's a shit burger for you to eat. Lord. H. Carrington, thanks for the super chat, man. If Green Bay wins, you must name your next born LaFleur. That's for the greater audience here. I am done having kids, but I'm sure there will be lots of LaFleurs being born across the state of Wisconsin. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. I must ask you a question. Well done. Do you think Coach had a good birthday? Hope he did. I hope so, too. I really hope so. I think he probably did once he got away from the facility, whenever that was. Chris, thanks for the super chat. This is the first time in a long time I've been disappointed in the organization on how they've handled something. All the time Rodgers was unmasked at press conferences, it's frustrating. Yeah, that's, I keep coming back to that. And I said this on Transplants last night. It's clear that teams have either been told that it's okay, or there has been some kind of under the table handshake with the league. Because look, Kirk Cousins is unvaccinated and he's in his press conference without a mask, right? So, and I can't imagine that. I know lots of players around the league have taken to Zoom if they're unvaxxed, and that has been kind of the norm. But is there a QB exception from the league office? I don't know. I'm as flabbergasted as you are, but you can't put that particular thing. I have trouble condemning the Packers completely because it's clear it's going on other places. But I'm with you. It is, that's what I was saying earlier, it is disappointing. The stuff on the sideline in the preseason. I know Kevin Seifert had a great article on ESPN last night about the technicality of active players don't have to wear masks. And in the preseason, technically, there are no inactives. So Rodgers, without a mask on the sideline, is, by the letter of the law, strictly following the protocol because he's active, even though he's in street clothes. And these are the parsings of the worlds you get into here. But yeah, Chris, I hear you, man. I feel you. Should I start Jay Love in fantasy? That's a really good idea. I think I'm going to pick him up right now if he hasn't been picked up in my league already, which I think he probably has. Here's some compelling programming for you guys. Aaron Nagler. Because you know what? Aaron Rodgers is my starter. So good Lord, nor does I need somebody. But what's funny is that I have Mac Jones as my backup. And I was like, Mac Jones, he'll be okay. And he's actually doing all right. Wait, where is the players? There we go. Player stats. Give me player search. Give me Jordan Love. Guys, you're just going to have to bear with me now because I don't want to. Because I know people in my league watch this thing, and they're going to go, oh, I'm going to pick up Jordan so Nagler can't. And then I'm going to be all upset. Mm-hmm. I definitely need to, though. Oh, there he is. Is he on the team? Come on now. Oh, yeah, he's a free agent. That's right. Just added Jordan Love. You watched it live. That, ladies and gentlemen, is some compelling programming. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boy, there we go. Booyah. Tony, thanks for the super chat. Today's jam is Love Will Work It Out by Duran Jones and Indications. Perfect track for these Packer times. You're the man, Nags. Thanks, Tony. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Need Ken Ingles, Packers save X with Rodgers out. Oh, man. William, thanks for the super chat. I'm just so sad. We were playing so well, really looking like the team of destiny, and now this. I hope this doesn't derail the season. That's the thing. It can be one of two things. It can be a complete distraction that makes everything fall apart, or it becomes a rallying cry, and they dig even deeper to overcome yet another issue, distraction, if you will, whatever, challenge, and it keeps them going and moving forward and propels them to even greater heights. I suspect, knowing Matt LaFleur, that it will be the latter. That would be me. Mario, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Jordan Love will do well? I expect some downs, but I think he'll do well for how bad the Chiefs' defense is. I mean, the Chiefs' defense is not great, but it a lot changes in the regular season. I thought he looked, promising. Again, that word. In preseason, especially that Buffalo game against the starters, he obviously had the one horrific interception to be expected. Young QB, no playing time. But man, regular season, those coverages, I don't care how bad the Chiefs defense is, it's still an NFL defense and a defensive coordinator scheming you up. It's a whole nother world. So I expect Matt to try and keep things somewhat simple for Jordan, give him some easy reads, some throws to get him in rhythm early, probably some boot action stuff. But at some point, he's going to have to stand back there on third down, make throws, and diagnose. And that's when the rubber's going to meet the road. I do think he will acquit himself well. I do think he'll play well. I just don't want people expecting, like, he's going to come in there and just light it up, because, I don't know, NFL ain't that kind of life. Ed, thanks for the super chat. I remember how fortunate the Packers were to have Zeke Bratkowski as Starr's backup. Hopefully, we will all feel the same about Jordan. Yes, 100%. I will say, it's great to have a backup quarterback, right? I mean, remember how many backups Thompson went through trying to find something behind Aaron early on? It's nice to have a kid who's actually been in the system. You know, we'll get a full week of practice. I'm down with that. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Please remember how 12 struggled early on. Patience, people. As they said in the 60s, give love a chance. No question about it. Goot should have the to answer questions about the vaccine, not Matt. I'm trying to square that one. Gutekunst should answer questions about the vaccine, not Matt. I get. I don't know, man. I don't think so. I think Mark Murphy should answer those questions, if anybody's going to answer those questions. I don't know about Gutekunst. Maybe Jerry. But, yeah, no. I think that would be a Murphy question more than Gutekunst. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Packers Twitter is going to blow up if 10 hits MVS on those deep shots that 12 has missed earlier in the season. Also think State Farm is pulling their ads for Sunday. I highly doubt that last part. But, man, J-Love, I don't care if it's MVS or whoever. If he hits a deep shot, it is on. I'm going to jump out of this chair. It's going to be a lot of fun. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Remember when McCarthy used to have to come out and talk about things he had no control over that TT did? I felt bad. I felt the same with Matt LaFleur yesterday. And, hey, I thought Matt did a phenomenal job. You know, obviously the reporter's job, asking the questions that needed to be asked, totally get it. Matt totally stood his ground as far as, you know, these are things I'm not going to talk about, I can't talk about. And he's right. The league policy explicitly says there are XYZ topics he's not allowed to discuss. And I loved his kind of outro there when he was asked about Aaron Rodgers' presser from the summer possibly being misleading, and then Matt saying, that's a great question for Aaron. Because it is. So, yeah, I thought Matt handled that as well as he possibly could yesterday. But I hear you. That idea that McCarthy used to always, like the cutting of Josh Sitton, you know, where he has to get trotted out there and we don't hear from Ted for 9 months on the subject. Yeah, definitely did feel for Matt yesterday. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. Makes me sad with how the offseason went. Now, this rubs me in a bad way with Rodgers as a person when he is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Hard to want him here anymore. Man, I don't know about that. He's still the guy who helped you win a championship and took you to a bunch of NFC championship games. People are complicated. People are, you know, not two-dimensional. They're not the people you see on your Twitter screen or what have you. You know, they're living a life. And look, Do I agree with everything Aaron Rodgers says? Of course not. You know, does he frustrate me to no end at times? 100%. But man, it's entertainment. He is there to entertain us. That is literally his job. You know, he's not our babysitter. He's not our guru. He's not, you know, any authority figure. He's a quarterback. And that's great. And he's really good at it. You know, don't make it more than it is. Keep the real thing the real thing, so to speak. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. TJ Lang and Andy Herman going at it on Twitter was not what I was expecting on a Wednesday afternoon. LOL. I missed it, and I'm glad. I already know how that was gonna. I haven't even seen it, and I know exactly how that went. Otis, thanks for the super chat. If Danny Dimes had a chance with the supporting cast New York has, I think Love and our boys will do the damn thing. I agree. I tend to agree. I think they will move the football. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they handle the red zone. Possibly maybe a few runs, RPOs that are actually handed to the running back rather than thrown. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. That will be fascinating to watch play out. Admiral Price, thanks for the super chat. Reading the media protocol in the NFLPA COVID protocols doc, it mentions needing social distancing, but not masks for interviews. Well, there you go, Admiral. Look at that. Go Pack Go, thanks for the super chat. We can do this. Looking forward to seeing what we can do. J-Lo has to hold down the fort Sunday. Great to have him. Also, a suspension possible. You're talking about Rodgers. I would be absolutely shocked if they suspended him. I don't think there's any chance. But crazier things have happened, right? But I think the fallout will possibly be a fine for both Rodgers and the Packers. Maybe a loss of a seventh round draft pick for the Pack, but that's the extent of it. I would be absolutely flabbergasted if they suspended Rodgers. Julia, thanks for the super chat. I'm going to my first game at Lambeau for the Seahawks Packers. I'll have fun either way, but I truly hope it's not Geno Smith versus Love. Come on, you're not down with the Geno Bowl? Let's go. I hear you. Man, I hear you. You want to see the rock star. I get it. Totally get it. But you could also be there for Jordan Love's first home victory that he guides the Packers to. And you can tell your grandkids about that when the Jordan Love era continues on and he wins like five championships and everyone's like, my God, Brett, and then Aaron, and then Jordan's even better than all both of them combined. Oh my God, he's the greatest quarterback ever. You can say, his first start at Lambeau, I was there. Not too shabby, right? Wait, am I being called a Goody hater? Somebody just said Goody hater. I think I've been pretty fair with Brian, and I certainly don't hate the guy. In fact, I spent the entire summer defending him from Aaron Rodgers fans. So I think you got your wires crossed there, buddy. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. We forget these are people over players, and this is just a game. It's hard to believe that a team doesn't know what a player are vaccinated and they accept it. What players are vaxxed and they accept it. I mean, that's the other thing. His teammates seem to be A-okay with the fact that he's unvaccinated. As Aaron Jones said yesterday, you know, when you're in the facility, something we are not privy to, but, you know, when you're in the workout room, the weight room, it is very clear because of the protocols who is vaccinated and who is not. Everybody knows. I mean, talking to Kenny Clark yesterday, everybody seems like, yeah, okay, that's his choice, and on we go. I kick ass. Thanks for the super chat. Excited about Love starting. How much of this game will be a deciding factor moving forward, or is their mind made up? I mean, let me get Brian real quick. Hold on. Brian, hey, yeah. Is your mind made up? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, Brian says his mind's made up. I don't know. This game is not a referendum. It's a reason you picked a quarterback. A, you can have a backup. B, you're ready to move on from your incumbent whenever that guy you picked is ready. But they're not going to make a decision off one game. They're obviously hopeful. They hope that he shows promise and stuff that they can develop. But don't forget, there's the rest of the season to play out. One game isn't going to... What if Jordan Love has to start multiple games? Which is entirely possible, as we were just talking about. Keep the main thing the main thing. TKM, good to see you at your post. Thanks for the super chat. Who else on the team played QB in college? Oh, yeah, Randall Cobb coming in at QB will be... Love you, Nags, pappies. Yeah, we might see some little Randall Cobb Wildcat stuff. That'd be fun. I'd be down with that. Dean, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Just want to say we appreciate you and your work. Also, if Shanahan can take Jimmy G to a Super Bowl, LaFleur can lead Love to a regular season victory. I'm down with that, man. Thank you, Dean. Thanks for the kind words. Very nice of you. Tell 12 it's about the people. Truly. Robert, thanks for the super chat. Hot take. Ooh, it's a hot take. Love throws three tuds. Chiefs D plays a lot of single high, expecting the run, knowing we are starting someone other than Rodgers. Love. Don't know about Love Miranda. Don't know about the last part. But, yeah, I'm down with it. Let's go. The single high safety is legit. And I tell you what, if Devontae's back, oh, baby, get ready to cook. Get ready to cook. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. Any chance of expanded roles for EQ, Rodgers, Taylor, and Dylan as Love has more chemistry with them? I don't think they draw up a game plan specifically around that idea, but you know, once the ball's in Jordan's hands, you like to throw to the guys you're comfortable with. No question about it. Well, we'll see. Well, that happened this summer. There was that practice where Reggie Begleton looked like Sterling Sharp, and Love was like, yeah, well, that's the guy I throw to the most, you know, whenever we're doing drill work, practices, what have you. So, yeah, I would suspect those guys could see an uptick a bit in production, but I don't, like, again, I don't think it'll be any kind of game planning to make that happen. Vex, thanks for the super chat. I'm tired of people not helping us get out of a pandemic. Feel you, man. I feel you. Verilith, thanks for the super chat. Packers first. I feel so let down by Rodgers. He's been our QB for so long. Is messed up to feel sad about how the media and fan base demolish him. I feel connected to him as a person. Woo, a lot going on there. Is it messed up to feel bad, sad about how the media and fan base demolish him? No, I totally get that. I feel you. I understand it. At the same time, people feel betrayed. People feel let down. And those emotions are valid. They feel connected to him too, or they felt connected to him until they feel like he misled them or possibly lied to them. I don't know. Again, I'd love to hear from the man himself. That's just me. But no, of course, your feelings are 100% valid. Totally understand where you're coming from. Manish, thanks for Super Chat. Think Rodgers is watching the game hoping the Packers win, or is he hoping J-Love looks really bad? I think he's hoping they win. No question. Remember, the goal is a championship. Winning this game helps them in their quest to get the first seed in the playoffs and get the bye, home field advantage, and get closer to a Super Bowl. That's what Rodgers wants. He needs that ring, that second ring. Needs it. He's like Gollum, lusting for the one ring. That's what the championship is where it's at. And Jordan Love playing well and them winning this game helps him achieve that goal. The Last Dance is getting interesting. Man, you ain't lying. Go Pack Go, thanks for the super chat. I believe it's a choice. I'm okay with it. Cool. Go Pack Go again. Thanks for the super chat. Just not happy with the lie, I suppose. Understandable. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Any chance for a Cobb flea flicker? Oh, I hope so. Yes, please, please. Cobb on a jet. Pitch it to him. He comes back. A.J. Dillon has been in the backfield. He goes a wheel route up the left sideline. Cobb throws back. Touchdown. That's what I'm talking about. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Watch, this is the game where Mahomes remembers how to play QB again. All right. No, hey, Matt. Why you got to throw that out there, man? Why you got to bring us down? LT, thanks for the super chat. What happens if J-Love looks like the real deal? It's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. Barrett, again, thanks for the super chat. Thanks, Nags. As a European, he got me into football and the Packers, hence the personal connection. Totally understand it, man. Totally understand it. Trust me. I completely get it. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. If Green Bay wins the Super Bowl, will 12 wear a mask at the podium? You guys are ruthless. All right, I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Packers Daily, the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Hopefully, no breaking news throughout the day. Can I just stop with the news for a second? Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.